This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Police apologize to Barry Chandler for mistaken identity and wanted notice. Prime Minister Motley praises social partnership meeting on crime as a tremendous success. The opposition leader declines the Prime Minister's invitation to discuss the issue of crime. FSC head calls for regional reinsurance amidst concerns of high insurance premiums, and Trinidad and Tobago's Water Authority fires its CEO, Keith Roy Halliday. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Police Service has issued a public apology to Barry Chandler and the wider public following an error in a recent communication. Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite, Communications and Public Affairs Officer, stated that the publication of a wanted notice for Barry Chandler instead of his twin brother Bruce Chandler was a genuine mistake that the service deeply regrets.
On Wednesday, June the 25th, 2025, a bulletin was issued for an escaped prisoner indicating that Barry Chandler had escaped whilst being transferred from the cells at Central Police Station to Dodds Prison. It was later discovered that it was in fact his twin brother Bruce Chandler who had escaped police custody. We recognize the seriousness of this error and the distress it may have caused to those directly affected. We again offer an unreserved apology to Mr. Barry Chandler for the error and reassure him that no malice was intended. The Barbados Police Service regrets any embarrassment this may have caused.
Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite. It has also been confirmed that Bruce Chandler is back in the custody of police. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has hailed yesterday's meeting of the social partnership held at the Garfield Sobers Gymnasium as a tremendous success, particularly for its focus on the crime situation in Barbados. Ms. Motley noted that much of the discussion centered on building national consensus. She also singled out the National Council on Substance Abuse, NCSA, for praise, commending the organization for its revealing presentation on the types of drugs being used by young people and their link to criminal behavior.
Some of them looking like candy, some of them looking like liquids that you wouldn't even think of, some of them looking like normal pharmaceuticals that are clearly, when used together, not necessarily singular, but when used together and with alcohol, are having a devastating impact on many of our citizens, and particularly our younger citizens.
The Prime Minister also noted that further consensus was developed on keeping young people actively involved in extracurricular activities.
The question of how do we ensure that there is some kind of mandatory framework where our kids can stay in school or post-secondary institutions or some kind of apprenticeship or technical and vocational area, or, of course, the Barbados Youth Advance Corps. How do we look at whether should we be looking at mandatory participation of all children in forms 1 to 3 in some kind of community, some kind of discipline club? Is it scouts? Is it cubs, guides, brownies, pathfinders, anything? So,
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. The Democratic Labour Party says they will not meet with the Mia Motley-led administration to discuss rising crime, labelling the invitation as a public relations exercise and accusing the government of dereliction of duty. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne stated that the party views the invitation as merely symbolic and not a genuine attempt to solve the country's crime problem. Speaking at a political meeting at the party's George Street headquarters, Mr. Thorne maintains the DLP has its own commission on crime with a report expected soon.
We're a serious party. We're seriously interested that crime and violent crime should be resolved in this country. And we think the state's resources are there, except that the government has not allowed the state's human and physical resources to function towards the resolution of crime. There will never be a complete resolution of crime, but the government has been reluctant, the government has been hesitant to use all of the state resources to deal with crime and violent crime in this country. The government has been delinquent, the government has been derelict in its duty.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. Independent Senator Christopher Maynard is calling for better management of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital's over $25 million annual dialysis budget. Senator Maynard expressed concern that there's no dedicated manager for dialysis services, leading to potential inefficiencies and limited ability to provide optimal care to the increasing number of patients seeking treatment. He was speaking during the debate on the resolution to vest state lands in Coverley Christchurch, where the Barbados Association for Cancer Advocacy will construct a 14-bed palliative care facility.
There are very, 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 very few companies in this country that have total budgets of $25 million. And those who come even close to it have boards, they have a well laid out management structure, but there's none. This one line item that takes up is probably the biggest item when you look at it in terms of expenditure comping. And the next biggest item would be salaries. But there's no one assigned to manage dialysis. And we know that with the chronic non-communicable diseases on the rise, that there are more and greater numbers of patients requiring dialysis. While we might not be able to reduce the expenditure, we might be able to do far more with the savings.
Independent Senator Christopher Maynard. The head of the Financial Services Commission is calling for regional reinsurance to help make insurance more affordable across the Caribbean. Addressing concerns about the cost of insurance, Chief Executive Officer Warwick Ward explained that premiums are largely driven by global reinsurers and companies have been paying out more than they collect. He was speaking to media on the sidelines of the Caribbean Association of Insurance Regulators Conference.
Very often, the insurance premium, they're largely driven externally. So right now is a very, what's known as a hard market in the insurance space, where there's a lot of demand for insurance. Interest rates are higher. So the reinsurance companies, meaning the insurers for the insurance companies, they obviously will charge a higher level of rate. The challenge that we face is that we are a very small region. And so typically what happens is that the reality of our situation, we only receive $250 million roughly in terms of payout, and the reinsurers charge us almost $1 billion every year that we pay them for the coverage. So clearly there's something that's missing there.
He emphasized the need for options within the region.
Over time, what we would have to do is to slowly cede some of the reinsurance that we are putting out and keep it in the region in terms of a regional entity such as CRIF, you know, entity which sort of ring fences that reinsurance that we currently pay. So if you do the calculation, that's $500 million roughly a year that we could have been saving. And if you multiply that over 10, 20 years, you will need to slowly build up that reinsurance fund before you're able to say, well, you can fully cede yourself from global reinsurers.
Chief Executive Officer of the Financial Services Commission, Warwick Ward. And finally, less than 7 months after he assumed the position of Chief Executive Officer of the Water and Sewerage Authority, WASA, in Trinidad, Keith Roy Halliday, the former General Manager of the Barbados Water Authority, has been fired 2 days after the Public Utilities Minister, Barry Padrath, labeled him as a failed CEO from Barbados. In a statement, WASA said the Board of Commissioners had on Wednesday appointed Jevan Joseph as Acting Chief Executive Officer effective June 25, 2025. Padrath defended the government's decision to scrap the transformation plan which Halliday was heading, saying it cost the taxpayers $13.4 million TT and would have sent home 2,500 workers. Halliday, St. Kitts and Nevis National, was credited with transforming the Barbados Water Authority into a zero-budget entity during his tenure in Barbados. Recapping the headlines. Police apologize to Barry Chanda for a mistaken identity in wanted notice. Prime Minister Motley praises social partnership meeting on crime as a tremendous success. The opposition leader declines the Prime Minister's invitation to discuss the issue of crime. FSC Head calls for regional reinsurance amidst concerns of high insurance premiums, and Trinidad and Tobago's Water Authority fires its CEO, Keith Roy Halliday. That was a 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.